Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All the way from next door. It's Rocky from KRZ. Hey, Rocky.
Hi, Sue.
I thought you'd be exhausted after your four-hour stint this morning, but you decided to come in here anyway.
I just want to do more radio.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's do more.
Wow.
Thank you, Kyle.
Did you like that? You like that little bump for you?
Our former intern, of course, he's doing well for himself
next door. When he was your intern, did you ever have words with him?
Yes.
How many times?
Every day.
Yes? Why?
It's like babysitting.
Tell me why.
Right, Kyle?
Do you remember I missed the day and I called. Here's what happened. I'm going to tell the full story. This is real. I was so excited about being your intern that I went out and I partied. I celebrated hard.
Yes.
And I missed the next day, my second day.
Yeah.
And
I think it was your first day.
I was talking to Lisa and I'm like, I am so sorry. I was at the bar until like 4. I was just celebrating you guys.
First impression. So not believable. Get that out of the way, right in the beginning of your internship.
Yeah. Although he seems fit for radio doing stuff like that, I suppose. I guess. So you were out in Cleveland at the baseball game.
Friday night, yeah. Craziest game I've ever seen. Unbelievable.
You are dyed-in-the-wool Indians fan.
Yes, I am. I'm hoping this is next year. Every year I say, wait till next year. Hopefully this is the year.
I don't, if it is, I'm not opposed.
I know you're a big Yankee lover, being a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, I'm not opposed. And the Red Sox are, they make it so far, and then it's as though they don't want to continue. You know what I mean?
Right.
They put up such an anemic effort.
I have no idea what's going to happen in baseball this year. There's so many good teams.
Yeah.
There's so many good, so it's going to be a tough series, not only Yankees and Cleveland, but the other ones.
I think I think it's great for baseball. Yeah. I think these games are wonderful. Yeah. I'm not, whatever happens, happens. I used to be fully invested in all this stuff, but the way things are going now, I partially invest because I understand.
Isn't it funny, though? Me being a huge fan, I still have to look in my guide to find out where the game is going to be on
the stations.
There's like none of the major networks are doing baseball playoffs anymore.
FS1,
TBS,
MLB,
and then the baseball channel.
MLB.
And they're on crazy times. I don't know. It's nuts.
It's almost like they don't want us to find the games.
Right.
Why is this? Because nobody watches them except us. But I can't because they're on in these weird times.
Yeah. Yep.
Mike O'Brien is also here from the American Cancer Society and the Endure Ride. So, Mike, don't fall asleep, please. Just stay awake.
I can appreciate some Indians and Red Sox talk, for sure.
So, do you even like baseball or not?
I do like baseball, but I grew up a Phillies fan. So there really hasn't been a lot to talk about recently, though. The second half was looking a little better than recent seasons. So we'll see. 2018, that's where we're really going to thrive.
We hope.
Knock on wood.
But even I think about the Red Sox, and although they won the division, they almost seemed intent on just playing 3 more games and then quitting. It just makes me so annoyed.
Well, Boston has just really been lacking for success amongst the sports teams as of late. So, let's hope the Red Sox can come back and win a championship because the city needs it. There are 1-year-olds that don't know what it's like to win a championship or have a parade.
Yeah, there are people that are 9 months old and they've never seen anything and we need... It's a good one, Mike. It's really good. So, Rock, you're involved with the Endure Ride, and this year you sent out a missive about something that's important to us, and it really was touching to me because it's so great that you're going to pay tribute to one of our colleagues, and
Well, it's sad because every year, I've been doing this ride for like 5 years, and every year I usually ride in honor of somebody. Like 1 year was my aunt, next year was a friend of mine's dad, and then this year, of course, L.A.
Yeah, and that's touching to us because we all work in the same building, and I talked about this the other day before you got here about how long you've actually been here in our market. I remember when you came here, it was when there was a shotgun marriage between WILK and KRC.
Yes.
Do you remember our arranged?
Forced friendship.
Forced marriage.
We all must get along.
And in a market like this, it was a weird situation where all of a sudden KRZ and WILK were bought by the same company and combined.
Right.
And that was part of the revolution to come, you know?
And luckily, we all did get along.
Yeah, it was great.
And we're all friends. You know, it really didn't matter which radio station in our building. We all kind of, you know, hang out each other during the day and goof off and get to know each other. And I know that L.A., I didn't know him well, but I loved talking sports.
Yeah, he had such an affinity for sports. Now, he loved the San Francisco teams. He was a Giants fan and a 49ers fan. But, yeah, it's true. I mean, we're all here together, and their office is right next door to my office, right? Conveniently located. Yours is by the ladies' room, and mine is by the men's room.
Yeah.
We have these great offices, and it's wonderful. I'm moving, by the way. Did you know?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yes, we're by the dumpster. No, I'll tell you
later.
Don't
leave the neighborhood.
Well, you know, there's just so much chatter in the men's room, and it's very distracting to me, and I don't know if I want to... You know what I'm saying? The ladies' room must be much quieter. But yeah, we have known each other for all these years. And when you know, Sue Barry was here, and then eventually you two got married, I went to a big party. You used to live on this great house in Wilkes-Barre, right?
River Street. Yeah, West River Street. The big high rise. Yeah.
And then you guys left, and then you came back, and somebody tipped me off that you were coming back. So I called the guy that was the manager here, and he ripped my head off. Who told you that? That was crazy.
Part of the job. You're an investigative reporter.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Big scoop.
Head ripped off. But so we have known each other for a very long time. And it's very touching that you would ride for Tyrone. So explain that ride and what goes into it. Plus, I always see you up on the social media platforms riding your bike and trying to stay safe.
I don't really like to ride a bike. I just like wearing spandex.
Yeah.
That's why I get
you
it.
You and
no.
Snedeker, huh?
No, it's
two
for the
weirdos.
The American Cancer Society. It's the, what's it, the ninth year, right, Mike? The ninth indoor. It's this Sunday. We start at Wilkes University, and we go all through the back mountain. The best part is, the police are involved, and they close down Wyoming Avenue. So you'll see a couple hundred bikes on a Sunday morning with the entire avenue to ourselves. Then we go up 8th Street and running around the back mountain. And this is the first time it's ever been done in October. It's always an August ride, so it's going to take on a whole different feel with now the leaves changing. And it looks like the weather's going to be pretty nice, like 50s, 60s early Sunday morning, right, Mike?
Yeah, there's a lot of things we can't control, unfortunately, for this ride. A lot of things we can control. Weather is a big part of the success of this ride. So not only are we going to have, I think, a beautiful day temperature-wise, but the sun's not going to be too bearing. Should be a couple clouds in the sky. And this is exactly what we hope for when we switch the date from August to October to make it a true fall foliage ride with the leaves turning color and having the beautiful scenery here in Northeast Pennsylvania, the Wyoming Valley. So knock on wood, it's everything. Right now, it looks like it's everything we could possibly hope for, and hopefully the riders feel the same way.
Yeah, and you've had a little extra time to get people registered and whatnot. Has that also played in your favor?
It has a little bit. I mean, this is one of those rides where it all depends on the weather.
Yeah.
The biker, I mean, if it's a rainy day with the thunder and the lightning, the bikers aren't going to come out. It's just that simple. But, you know, luckily we have a lot of people and riders like Rocky who not only support the ride, but they support the cause and helping the American Cancer Society, because the money raised goes to the ACS and local programs like the Hope Lodge down in Hershey in Philadelphia, where patients can stay while they're getting their treatments, and Roach Recovery, which helps patients that maybe can't get their own rides to all their treatments. Volunteers help get them back and forth to the hospital or the doctor's offices. So, regardless of how many riders we may have and the weather, pretty much everyone comes out there has been, I think, touched by cancer and looking to help the American Cancer Society.
Yeah, and Mike, I think that when someone is in a situation where they're worried about their health, compounding that by not having the ways and means to get to an appointment or have a place to stay is That's so stressful. And to have you guys alleviate some of that stress, I think, is unbelievable.
I mean, you go through so much, whether you're a cancer patient yourself or a family member or a friend. The emotional and mental toll is a lot, obviously. And whatever the American Cancer Society can do to help alleviate some of those stresses, to make this process, which is a difficult one already, as easy as possible, I think is one of those kind of those unseen and unknown aspects of the ACS that is a huge, huge benefit.
All right, Rock, we'll get you back on mic there. And just talk about the, and we'll put the link up on our Facebook page for the individuals, but obviously, the passing of L.A. Tyrone this year was very devastating to us as a radio group. And you know, we're here so often, and you know, it's a void that literally we still haven't fully filled.
Right.
You know, it's still lingering out there. Mm-hmm. And Tyrone passed away at the end of June, and it just watching what he went through during his treatment, you know, going to Philadelphia, and he was down at Fox Chase for a long time, and then being up here. I mean, we saw it ourselves. So if we can help other people to maybe eliminate some of the obstacles that he had with transport, travel, whatever, I think that that's a good way to donate. So tell the people a little bit about how they can. But we'll work on getting that link up very soon.
Yeah, real simple. ACS. Endure.org. That's the main fundraising website. You know, if you want to donate to my ride, just search for me, Rocky Rhodes. But you can just get involved, get signed up Sunday morning. That's the thing about the weather looking really nice this weekend. We should have a lot of walk-up people that are just waiting, that maybe didn't do fundraising, but just show up that day and make the donation. That all helps. And again, Wilkes University, 7:15 Sunday morning?
Yeah, 7:15. Register. Registration opens up a little bit before that, so I think we just get going around 6:30, 7 o'clock. But yeah, come on down. I think it's the only ride of this kind I know of in Wyoming Valley and Northeast Pennsylvania. And, you know, we seem to be doing a good job because, let's be honest, this guy keeps on coming back year after year after year.
And the other thing is there's three different rides. If you're a new rider, there's a 10-mile ride. So,
what's yours, 400?
No, I'm only doing 38. That's the middle. There's, what's the big one? 65.
Wow.
62
oh,
is
man.
The big one.
Wow. Yeah. That's still a lot, though.
I'll be out on the bike for a couple hours, yeah.
Yeah, that's good, though. And again, if people want to donate to help Rocky with this, did you meet the goal already?
Yeah, after Friday, after I sent out that email here at work, so I'm over my goal. But let's keep it going. We got a few more days to go.
Yeah, I hope that some listeners who, you know, want to remember Tyrone fondly, which
That'd
we all
nice.
Do. It would be great. And I just wanted you to come in today and talk about it because I was really touched when you put that email out, and you are doing this in his memory, which is a great thing. And I'd like to thank you again for that because it does mean a lot to us personally as an organization. And Mike O'Brien, thanks for coming in today from the American Cancer Society to talk about the Endure Ride, which is coming up this Sunday starting at Wilkes University. So thanks very much for you know, promoting this. I appreciate it.
Anytime you need a guest, you know where to find me.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.